Chapter 4. Phantom Presence. How to command power without saying a word. Let me tell you about the quietest man I've ever met. His name was Viktor, a Soviet-era watchmaker who survived Stalin's purges, the fall of the Berlin Wall, and three failed marriages. I met him in a dim Budapest shop in 2012, his hands trembling as he repaired a 1940s Rolex. When I asked how he endured so much chaos, he didn't speak. He slid a cracked leather journal across the counter. Inside, one sentence was scrawled in faded ink. Power isn't taken. It's absorbed. Viktor died a year later. But that night, I finally understood. The loudest men in the room are the weakest. True power lives in the silence between heartbeats. This chapter will teach you how to haunt rooms, outmaneuver predators, and turn your absence into a weapon. The night I saw a mafia boss beg. Years ago, I found myself in a Monaco casino, watching a Russian oligarch lose $2 million at blackjack. His face flushed. His bodyguards shifted nervously. Then he walked in, a Sicilian man in a tailored gray suit, sipping espresso. No entourage. No Rolex. The room froze. The oligarch stood up, sputtering. "I'll pay you next week, I swear." The Sicilian said nothing. Just stared. After 30 seconds, what felt like an eternity, the oligarch vomited on the table. Later, I asked a bartender who he was. "Don't ask. Men like that don't have names. They have echoes. That's phantom presence. It's not about intimidation. It's about erasing the need to prove anything. The three pillars of stealth confidence. 1. The vanishing act. In 2018, a tech CEO I advised faced a boardroom coup. Instead of fighting, he disappeared for 72 hours. No calls, emails, or social media. Panic spread. Rumors flew. When he returned, he calmly said, "I was auditing our loyalty." The conspirators resigned that week. Your move. Next time someone tries to bait you, vanish. Not for days, for hours. Let their imagination weaponize your absence. 2. The weighted pause. Study Obama's speeches. Notice how he pauses before key lines, forcing lean in attention. Now watch Tyson Fury's fights. He doesn't swing wildly. He lets opponents exhaust themselves. Your toolkit. In conversations, pause 2 seconds longer than comfortable. When challenged, smile faintly and say, "Interesting theory." A reader used this to silence a bully during a Zoom meeting. The bully now avoids his gaze in the office. 3. The shadow economy. In feudal Japan, samurai carried wakizashi swords, not for fighting, but to signal they could. Your modern wakizashi. Wear one piece of clothing that sparks curiosity. Egg, a vintage pilot watch, a scar with no explanation. Master a niche skill that's useless but intriguing. Egg, firewalking, fluent Morse code. A hedge fund manager I know wears mismatched socks. When asked why, he says, "To remind me the world's rules are optional." The art of haunting. Why sigmas never chase. In 2021, a woman ghosted me after 3 dates. I didn't text, didn't call. 6 months later, she showed up at my gym, accidentally bumping into me. "You're the first man who didn't beg," she said. I replied, "You're the third woman this month." Here's the science. Chasing triggers scarcity mindset, a beta trait. Haunting triggers loss aversion, the fear of missing what they can't have. A client wanted a promotion but hated office politics. I told him, "Stop applying. Start auditing." He documented every system flaw for 6 months. When the CEO demanded solutions, he handed her a 10-page dossier. She created a new role for him. No interview. The black hole principle. In space, black holes don't emit light. They bend gravity to pull stars into orbit. Your black hole toolkit. Silent competence. Underpromise. Overdeliver. Never explain. Example. A chef friend secretly replaced his restaurant's menu. sales doubled. When investors asked his secret, he shrugged. People like surprises. Selective amnesia. Forget to attend meetings that waste your time. The Hemingway rule. Use 30% fewer words than others. Story. In the high-stakes world of courtroom battles, lawyers are known for their booming voices, aggressive objections, and theatrical performances. But not him. This Texas trial lawyer never raises his voice. He doesn't need to. While others shout to be heard, he does the opposite. He lowers his voice. When he speaks, the room leans in. Jurors hold their breath. Opponents fumble their notes, suddenly unsure of their own arguments. Last year, he was defending a man accused of murder, a case where the evidence was stacked high against his client. The prosecution had a mountain of witnesses, forensic reports, and motive. The media had already painted his client guilty. Everyone expected a fight, a dramatic last-ditch defense filled with fire and desperation. Instead, when it was time for his closing argument, he stood up, adjusted his cufflinks, and walked slowly to the center of the courtroom. He didn't command attention. He stole it. Then, with 89 carefully chosen words, he dismantled the prosecution's case like a surgeon with a scalpel. No shouting. No theatrics. Just pure, controlled precision. When he finished, the courtroom was silent. Hours later, the jury returned with a verdict. Not guilty. The lesson? Power isn't in volume. It's in control. The loudest man in the room is the weakest. The Ghost Protocol, 7-day challenge. Day 1-3. Wear all black. Not for drama. To practice invisibility. Speak 50% less. Day 4-5. Spend 4 hours in nature alone. No phone. Day 6-7. Enter a social event. Leave after 20 minutes without saying goodbye. What happens? Colleagues will whisper. Lovers will double text. Your focus will sharpen like a razor. One reader did this and received a promotion email titled, "We Need Your Energy Back." What's next? In Chapter 5, you'll learn. Resource domination. How to build wealth like a ghost. No LinkedIn humble brags. The 3 a.m. protocol. Why Sigmas work when others sleep. How to turn haters into unpaid advertisers. A reader used these tactics to retire at 34. His former boss now writes him fan mail. This isn't a chapter. It's a haunting. The world fears quiet men. Because quiet men listen. You weren't born to speak. You were born to echo.